You're a salesman, and you have to visit 500 cities. Now, your task is to visit each city once, but you have to take the shortest route. How am I going to do that? How am I going to find the shortest route? Just list every possible route and pick the shortest. You pick the first city, there are 500 choices. Then you say, okay, I have to pick the next city, there are 499 choices. Then I pick the next city, there are 498 choices. So the number of choices is 500 times 499 times 498. That number is so huge that if you had every computer in the world operating since the beginning of time, they would not be able to go through 500 factorial possible routes. It's way too big.
How many points?
800.
And how many do you break down kind of per day?
Well, there's 8 days, so more or less 100.
So every single day you're doing a 100 city traveling salesman problem.
Right.
Paul Jones owns and operates Dreamtime Water, a familiar service in the back alleys of Aspen.
Hi, how are you?
He's been delivering drinking water in the Roaring Fork Valley since 1997. I wanted to find a real-life traveling salesman and ask, how do you optimize your delivery route each day?
You know, there's basically 20 miles between each Aspen, Basalt, Carbondale, and Glenwood. It makes sense to kind of focus, do all your deliveries in one of those towns in one day.
Jones has never had a computer figure out his best route.
I would love to know what a computer would think my most elegant solution would be. I've had the same solution pretty much since the beginning.
He's calculating distances in his head as he judges other factors, like where to park his delivery truck. Adding in variables like parking makes the traveling salesman problem much harder to solve.
When I'm delivering in front of the courthouse, it's really better to do that first thing in the morning when there's not many police cars around. You know, unless you program the computer to take that into account, you know, that could really screw things up.
Fortunately, there's hope, both for mathematicians and water delivery drivers alike, seeking an answer to the seemingly unsolvable traveling salesman problem. Again, physicist Eddie Farhi.
Maybe with a quantum computer, there's a new avenue.
Quantum computers are in their infancy, but may represent a new paradigm for computing. Traditional computers rely on binary digits, or bits, to represent data, which can either be a 0 or a 1. But a quantum bit, or qubit, can be a 0, a 1, or some mixture of 1 and 0. This property allows the qubit to carry richer information than the traditional bit. Farhi hopes that quantum computers could solve the traveling salesman problem without calculating the distance of every possible combination of cities or places that need water.
If you didn't have to exhaustively search and be confident that you had the global optimum, that would be a huge progress.
Solving the problem wouldn't just be a notch in the belts for mathematicians. The applications would extend to the fields of planning, logistics, even DNA sequencing. Until then, though, no computer can easily find the most efficient route for Paul Jones. And so he keeps relying on his mind, finding tricks like always putting the glass bottles on the driver's side of his truck.
It saves time, you know, and if nothing else, it's a more elegant solution to the water delivery man problem. We're going to rename it.
For Aspen Public Radio News, I'm Ellis Robinson.